Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Tiffany from Woodinville is. Tiffany, are you there?
I am here.
Good morning, Tiffany. Steve, go ahead and get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Tiffany has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I guess. Let's go.
In drop D tuning, what is the lowest string the guitar... What is the lowest string of the guitar tuned to? Yes. Who won the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby in 2025?
Cal Raleigh.
That's right. How many countries border the Czech Republic?
4.
Yes. With which local minor league baseball team did Cal Raleigh make his professional debut?
Oh, geez. Albuquerque Isotopes.
No.
I don't know. The Tacoma team.
No.
Aqua Sox.
Yes. Hey. R.L. Stine is best known for which children's book series?
Goosebumps.
Yes. Nuclear membrane, cytoplasm, and nucleus are all parts of what?
Cell.
Yes. In what decade was the Rubik's Cube invented?
60s.
No.
70s.
Yes. What band released the song Fat Bottom Girls?
A Queen.
Correct. What type of animal is a Portuguese man-o-war?
Jellyfish.
Yes. What East Coast state is Cal Raleigh from?
Ooh, North Carolina.
Holy doodle! Tiffany, that is a perfect 10, but let's play it cool. Woo! Steve's coming in. Play it cool. Play it cool.
I like how she's like,
okay.
I'm okay.
Uh-oh. Wow, Taryn's making a...
I'm playing it cool. Do I look cool?
I mean, define cool.
Do I look Cal Raleigh cool?
I would say no.
All right. Steve, are you ready?
Might as well win the whole f***ing thing.
Love that moment. Listen to that crowd. Last night ruled.
Steve, in drop D tuning, what is the lowest string of the guitar tuned to?
D?
Yes. Who won the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby in 2025?
Cal Raleigh.
Correct. How many countries border the Czech Republic?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. With which local minor league baseball team did Cal Raleigh make his professional debut?
The Everett Aqua Sox.
That's right.
I want an Everett Aqua Sox Cal Raleigh jersey.
Oh, yeah. R.L. Stine is best known for which children's book series?
Goosebumps?
Yes. Nuclear membrane, cytoplasm, and nucleus are all parts of what?
Your brain?
No.
Nuclear membrane. Your heart?
No.
Your body?
No. In what decade was the Rubik's Cube invented?
Let's go 30s.
No.
40s.
No.
50s.
No.
Damn it.
What band released the song Fat-Bottomed Girls?
That would be Queen.
That would be.
In honor of Cal Raleigh.
What type of animal is a Portuguese man-o-war?
That would be a pig.
No.
A dog?
No.
A chicken?
No. From what East Coast state does Cal Raleigh hail?
Oh, crap. Florida?
No.
North Carolina?
Yes. Steve, with some time left on the clock, you got 7 correct. And that's pretty good. But Tiffany got a perfect 10.
No way.
Go, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Good for you.
She's the Cal Raleigh of today.
Whoa. Naughty, naughty Cal. Naughty Cal.
She crushed it.
10 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
You guys didn't help her?
No. And only on 2 of those.
That's rude. Like, someone can't get 10 out of 10 except for me, apparently.
There were only 2 that she required more than 1 guess.
Ooh.
She was on fire.
She's pitching it like Luis Castillo last night.
Exactly, Steve. The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show. In case you hadn't noticed, we have rebranded our station to Cal ISW for today only to celebrate Cal Raleigh and our Seattle Mariners who clinched the AL West last night. Oh. We're going to recap yesterday's epic moments with M's broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. right after Trout. That Mariners magic was in the air last night, Steve Miggs at T-Mobile Park, and we clinched the AL West for the first time in 24 years. It feels really good. So we've got to catch up with our dear friend, Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster. Gary, I know we heard Cal Raleigh drop a couple F-bombs earlier this week. I don't know how you guys hold it together and don't curse, because I feel like everybody's on the brink of that.
I'd be kicked off the air.
Yeah, I know. No, it's good for us. You know, I'll try not to do that here either for you.
Thank
I'll
you.
Do my best.
I'll drop the F-word.
No.
In honor of Cal Raleigh, let's all say the F-word together.
Yeah.
Because I think if Cal does it, I think it's fine for the rest of us. So I think we're good.
Gary, I feel like if you're not a fan of a specific team, but you just love baseball, maybe your team's just fully out of the chance of making the playoffs. How do you not root for this team? Like, it's just so many fun human interest stories. And also just like watching last night and seeing Cal and his whole family and just how the team's reacting. Yeah. It feels like a movie story.
It really does. It really does. And that's what I think is the most fun about this team is they're really good and they're winning a lot of games and currently winning every single day, which is great. But also a lot of good dudes that you feel great cheering for. Like, who does not feel great cheering for Cal Raleigh? He's just the best. And they're super entertaining. They're very fun to watch. It's a fun team. You know, Gino and Julio and Randy and everything else. It's the whole thing, man. It is the entire package. And last night was just, I mean, magical is the perfect word. It was surreal at times. Like, is this really happening to clinch the division? Cal's going to go yard twice and it's 60. The fans were unbelievable. It was so loud last night. I am so pumped for the playoffs. Last night felt like a little preview of what's to come. But, I mean, it was just one of the all-time nights last night at T-Mobile Park.
And we're talking with Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. You mentioned how loud they were. And for you doing the play-by-play while the crowd is chanting MVP, and he comes to plate and hits his 60th home run while they're chanting MVP, I was like, this is just so cool.
Yes. It's a movie.
Yeah.
It's like The Natural. it's so wild. Everything came together perfectly last night. And the fact we're talking about Cal reaching 60 is utterly absurd. It is amazing for anyone to reach 60 at this point. It's such a small, exclusive group. But to do it as a catcher is truly unbelievable. I mean, there's a chance this will never, ever happen again. Because the previous record was 48. It was 45 before that for years, forever, from Johnny Bench.
And most catchers don't play that many games. Like, the fact that he's even played that many games is crazy. Yeah.
That's right. And that's part of the reason why 60 is utterly impossible from the position. So we are truly seeing something that we may never see again, because it is unbelievable what's happened.
And here we thought, I think last weekend, T-Mobile Park was bananas because the Savannah Bananas were in town. But I think it was more bananas last night. And the 3 back-to-back homers in the first inning, that like set the tone for what was just a completely insane night of baseball.
Yeah, it felt like the celebration was very much on early. Because those homers, too, they were crushed. Like, Cal goes upper deck. Julio smashes his. He tied his career high, by the way, last night. Shouldn't be lost in the shuffle with everything else with his home run last night. But, yeah, it felt party time all night. It felt inevitable from that first inning that the division was happening tonight. And now the last thing to check off the box is the 2 seed just – one magic number away from that, one win or one loss from Cleveland, and the Mariners have the 2 seed and a bye in the first round. So it's really all come together the last few days.
And also, Gary, like I'm a big fan of Luis Castillo, and he had a tough start in the season. Yeah. But, man, has he found the right time to be the dominant force that I think a lot of us fell in love with when they made that trade to get him onto the team? Last night's performance was spectacular, and the last few games that he's played has been great. I'm like, oh, this is the right time to be getting hot right before the playoffs.
It really is. He's been pitching great. I love Castillo with something on the line, and certainly there was a lot on the line last night, and he was great. In fact, the rotation has really been good the last few turns, which bodes well for the postseason. We have our fingers crossed for Wu, of course, who's been excellent all year, but the rest of the rotation has been really good. And they're just hitting on all cylinders at the right time. It's amazing to think about what they've done in the last 20 days, where they were barely hanging on to a playoff spot, and now they've secured the division. They're looking for a bye. Maybe they'll end up with the best record in the American League at this point because they're right on the heels of Toronto and New York. It's wild.
We're chatting with Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster. We absolutely loved seeing all of the footage of the celebrations with the champagne and the double fisting. Do these guys have like a curfew that they have to hit at the end of the night, or are they just, does the leash come off and they're allowed to do whatever they want?
In a night like that, you can do whatever you want. And since they work nights, you have some time the next day to recover, so it's fine.
Yeah, a lot of us are like, oh man, they're gonna be playing hungover, but maybe they need to play hungover every game, because yesterday it was like talk about a tale of two different games. Like the game that clinched the playoff spot was a nail biter up until the very end of the game, and then like we talked about just now, the game that clinched the AL West was more of a celebration from the first inning until the very last out.
Yeah, it was domination in every way possible. It does make you think, maybe we should do this after every game moving forward. Just a champagne celebration for every win from here on out. I think that'd be a great idea.
So, Gary, if you're the Dodgers, what level of intimidation are you feeling right now as they gear up to take on our Seattle Mariners?
Well, it's kind of funny now when you look at this series, because the Dodgers are in a similar boat to the Mariners, where they kind of have things settled in the National League. Like, they're going to win their division, and they can't climb into the top two. So it's going to be a fun series in that it's the Mariners and Dodgers. It doesn't seem like there's going to be a ton on the line just in terms of, what to play for. A few weeks ago, we were thinking like everything may come down to this for both the Dodgers and the Mariners. Instead, I think this will just be a fun series leading into the postseason for both teams. We'll see how it plays out. Maybe we'll get to see Kershaw too, which would be super fun as he's announced his retirement. So, and the Mariners still could, the 2 seed is great. It's critical because you get a bye and then you have home field. The 1 seed would be pretty fun too, because then you get home field throughout in the American League postseason. So we'll see how it plays out, but it's not as consequential as we thought it would be.
And Gary, I was at the Lincoln Park show last time. We were having this conversation just about how T-Mobile Park was just electric. And this is a regular season game, yes, with big implications, but I can't even imagine what this crowd is going to be like when we get into the playoffs. But And we're talking about how we feel like Seattle, we love all of our sports, but I think at the end of the day, it's the Seattle Mariners. Like, this is such a baseball town in that, like, all the city wants is to be able to root for this team far into the postseason, into maybe the World Series, to finally get that asterisk or whatever it is off of that label of the only team that's never made it to the World Series, finally be done with that. But would you agree, like, it just feels like this city is, like, just enamored with this team right now?
Oh, there's nothing better to me than T-Mobile Park when the Mariners are rolling.
Yep.
And there's big games and there's big moments. And last night was a perfect example. It was electric last night. The crowd was amazing. And the postseason is going to be incredible. Because you're right. The fan base deserves a long playoff run. The fan base deserves a World Series. And this is a team that could hand it to them. The playoffs are tough because anything can happen in a 5-game series. Anything can happen in a 7-game series. There are no guarantees in the postseason. But you look at the Mariners and their lineup, their rotation, their bullpen, they have all the ingredients to make it happen this year, to go on a deep run and go to the World Series. And I want that more than anything for this fan base. They're starved for it, and they'll go wild for it. And we got a little taste of it last night.
And somebody just texted us, so I want to make sure we're talking about Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. And they just said, make sure he knows that you rebranded your radio station to Cal ISW right now.
Love it. Love it. It's perfect.
Now we need to get the merch, Gary, and when we do, we'll make sure you get a shirt, okay?
Oh, I'll wear that. I'm in.
You can follow Gary Hill Jr. on Instagram at Gary Hill Jr. Go Mariners.
Yeah, this is super fun. Party continues.
Awesome, Gary. I'm sure we'll bug you a bunch now that we're getting closer to the playoffs, so just be prepared for some mass amount of text. Yeah.
Anytime.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the hook? If so, we have tickets to 3 Days Grace and Breaking Benjamin at Climate Pledge Arena just for you. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see 3 Days Grace and Breaking Benjamin together at Climate Pledge Arena on September 30th. Say good morning to our contestant. It is Jessica from Camano Island. What's up, Jessica?
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, thank you, Jessica. Appreciate
it. Yeah, we're going to spin the wheel and see if you are playing with Migs or me.
All right, that wheel's going. Will it be T-Dog? We'll be very tired, Migsy, from the Linkin Park concert. Ooh. Let's figure it out. Good news, Jessica. You're having as your help a person who has had a good night's sleep.
And it's me.
Yay. Rock on, parents.
Yes. All right, Jessica, here is your clip.
I like big butts in a
I like big butts, Spicer Mixlot.
That is an alternate name for the song. It actually has a different true name, and I can give you a hint if you would like.
Yes, please.
Okay, it's three words. The first word is another name for an infant.
Baby Got Back.
There it is.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in,
girl walks in, you look a little bit of and I'm saying, you walk in,
yeah. Jessica knows what's up.
That's what's up.
Well done, Jessica. All right, Danny. I'm ready for my
clip. Is it going to be a butt theme?
It better be.
Ooh.
That would, of course, be Fat Bottomed Girls by Queen.
Oh, my God.
Down beside that red firelight.
Jessica, I love you. This is awesome.
We love you, Jessica. Now you get to go see 3 Days Grace and Breaking Benjamin at Climate Pledge Arena. Who are you going to take with you?
I am taking my daughter, Alita. She has been wanting to go to this concert ever since she heard that they were coming. And oh my God, she is going to be so freaking excited.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to surprise her.
Yes. She is going to be so surprised when she comes home this afternoon and I get to tell her.
Have you seen a show at Climate Pledge Arena yet?
I have not.
Dude, we went last night to the Linkin Park show, and the sound in that arena, because sometimes in arena shows, like you're like, ah, oh, the sound's not. It is so freaking good. You guys are going to have a great time.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so awesome. It's going to be amazing. I love you guys. This is just righteous.
We love you, Jessica.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, please call 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Tool. Oh, yes, all morning long, we have received some texts and calls that we haven't had a chance to chat about, but man, Steve's doing a dance breakdown right now.
Shaking my badonkadonk in honor of Cal Raleigh.
And Cal ISW.
That's right.
We are checking in with the Rockaholics right now. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today or if you have anything on your mind to discuss, especially if you were at the Mariners game last night. We definitely want you to call.
Wait, what happened at the Mariners game?
Here comes the 1-2. Ball game! The Mariners win! Seattle, you've waited long enough. It's time.
Rock. Jimmy Z, you are in Lake Stevens right now, but last night you were at the Mariners game. How was that for you?
Amazing. I've been to lots of big games and, you know, NFC championships that sent the Hawks to the Super Bowl, yep. And those were exciting, but nothing like that last night. It was amazing.
Did you party like it was 2001?
Absolutely. Not only that, see, in 2001, we kept partying, and that's what they did last night. Those guys were out there, and they just stayed out there. They did not want to leave that field. They were bringing their kids, their families out there. You know, the staff ended up having a party out there on the field.
That is so cool. I even saw, like, afterwards, I was watching a lot of the coverage on Root Sports, and a lot of them were just talking about, like, yeah, we know we still have more work to do, but for tonight, we're going to enjoy this, because I think it was even Josh Naylor that said, like, you don't know if you're ever going to get to enjoy this again. So enjoy it tonight, and then we get back to work tomorrow.
Yep, exactly. And Naylor's locked in. I mean, yeah. he is a serious guy.
Jimmy, where are you watching the game tonight?
We're going to the game tonight, too.
Oh, what the hell? So you're going to party again tonight, hopefully.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, wanted to get to these last few that we knew that big things were going to happen at. You know, my wife, speaking of Josh Naylor, my wife said that she had saw on social media something about Josh being nicknamed Big Grumper.
I saw that. Big Dumper and Big Grumper. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Although Josh was smiling quite a bunch yesterday, I tell
Crazy.
You. In fact, like, he talked with, I think it was Angie Mentink after the game, about the fans and just how much he loves the Seattle Mariners and playing in front of everybody at T-Mobile Park.
We just got here, but already the fans here in Seattle, I mean, they just adore you so much. Please tell me, and please tell them it's mutual.
I love them. They're awesome. I mean, I did an interview earlier. I don't even know what day it is. But I know it's a weekday. And people work, you know, kids got school and all that stuff, and they packed the house. It was crazy. I did not expect this tonight, but
how cool is that?
So awesome. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And Brad from Whidbey Island, you were also at the game last night. How you feeling this morning?
Oh, it was filthy. So awesome.
What was that moment feeling like when everyone's chanting MVP and Cal Raleigh hits that home run? You guys must have been unglued.
That was like, I mean, like in the movies, you know, like yeah. At the end of the movie, any sports movie, when they're trying to, you know, win the game or whatever it is, and like something out of Hollywood, that's exactly what it felt like. It was, I grew up in California and I was an A's fan my whole life. And my dad used to take us to the A's back in the early or late 80s and early 90s. And it was just like that. Like, you're getting ready for the playoffs, you have this super mega team and just nothing can stop you. And something about last night, you guys, I don't know what if last night didn't clinch MVP for him, Major League Baseball has a serious problem on their hands.
I agree. I mean, there's nobody that's more valuable to his team than Cal Raleigh.
I mean, you look at Judge, and yeah, he is a magnificent player, but people don't understand catchers, man. They report to spring training in February with some of the other teams. So he's been doing it since February, and he's doing this. And it's like, God, I just hope he gets it because he so deserves it.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more with you.
Yeah, they'll get it right.
You think?
I think so.
I hope so. I know like, his batting average is lower than some people think it should, but like he just brought up, the fact that it's a catcher doing it, it's how many home runs he hit, and at the end of the day, it's most valuable player. Kyle Raleigh has completely changed, I think, the entire vibe and energy of this ball club from before the season even started with how he was like, look, I'm signing this deal. I want to know that you guys are committing to putting out a team that's going to try and win, especially during the trade deadline. Are you going to get the proper players that we need? And the team did that.
Here we are.
Hell yeah.
This is our year.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, I know a lot of people are tired because they were celebrating the Mariners' victory last night. But Danny and Steve, you guys are both tired because you went to Lincoln Park last night.
We did.
And I have FOMO, but you guys haven't shared much with me. I'm excited to get your concert recap.
Well, let's just say we almost didn't even make it to Lincoln Park last night. And we were like 100 feet away from the arena.
We're going to get the full story at 9:50. Well, looking around the room, it looks like a few of you are a little sleepy-eyed. Danny, Steve,
Ryan Castle. Yeah.
You guys went to Lincoln Park last night.
We did go to Lincoln Park.
I did not join you, and I'm very curious to know how it was with Emily Armstrong.
Well, we came very close. The show was amazing, but we came very close to not making it to the show because we went to a bar called Tom's Watch Bar. So we could watch the Mariners game before we went, and we got sucked into the Mariners game to the point where we almost didn't even make it to Lincoln Park because the game was just so much fun and the crowd in there was electric. So here's a moment where we were enjoying the Mariners playing so well.
What is happening?
Danny, we're at the Lincoln Park concert, but where are we?
We're at Tom's Watch Bar.
And we just watched 3 home runs from the Seattle Mariners in the first inning.
Almost in a row.
This is
almost
bonkers.
In a row.
Right.
It was
Big Dumper.
It was Julio. Yep. And now it's Polanco. And we're up 3 runs now. This is amazing.
We can't leave.
We're going to stay here all night. They're playing Lincoln Park. We don't need to see them, right?
Right. I mean, this is the best of both worlds. And Taryn's not here.
That's the best part of all.
So nice. Yeah.
It was so nice. I mean, it was so nice to hear the Lincoln Park music at the bar.
Honestly, you guys deserved a break from me. So congratulations.
Also, while we were there, we saw the strangest sport being shown on television.
Yeah. Danny, we're still at Tom's place. I don't know if we're ever going to make it to Lincoln Park. Tom's Watch Bar. And we're watching the strangest f***ing sport I've ever seen called Moss Wrestling. More wrestling?
My favorite part is that they're fighting over a stick, and they look like super built. But at the end of the day, like, they still need a ref to tell who won, even though the guy ran away with the stick.
Two guys hold a stick and they have to pull it away from each other, like a weird tug of war thing. But you're right.
What is this?
Can we put tequila involved?
Yeah, of course.
Moss tequila wrestling.
10 shots of tequila and then we will see what happens.
And then we grab each other's stick to determine who's got a better grip.
I did this in college one time. It did not go well.
I made $50 doing it in college. Taryn knows.
I did it for free.
Have you seen this before?
No.
This is the strangest thing. That you just hold a stick and you like pull it. It's a tug of war, but you have a stick in your hand.
Yeah.
How long does this last?
Well, we almost missed Lincoln Park because we were so enthralled by this competition.
Was it on the Ocho?
I don't even know. Who is showing this?
But my God.
It's very aggressive.
They're very large dudes.
Yes.
They had a very small stick.
Well, you know what they say. They're compensating.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are so excited to be participating in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk in Seattle coming up on Saturday, October 11th. This year, it's going to be happening at Pier 62, and you should definitely join our team. All the details are up at KISW.com. That is where you can also make a donation to support the life-saving efforts of the American Cancer Society for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is
good
here.
Morning.
How's the hangover?
I feel like hot trash. Yeah.
Thanks, Linkin Park.
Yeah, but it's good because somebody said, hey, for real, though, how was the Linkin Park show? Another person texted in saying Linkin Park was awesome last night. Emily did not disappoint.
Oh, yeah, they're super great. That's the second time I've seen them with her. They
really?
Were great both times, yeah.
Dude, the stage setup, the lasers.
It was like Def Leppard circa 1988.
Ooh.
And also the crowd, man. Seattle brought it. Like, yeah. They were singing along to all the songs, and like she would do a lot of times, like I think in honor of Chester, like she would just dip out and let the crowd take over, and it was deafening.
That's pretty special.
Yeah.
Well, good for you guys. I'm glad you had fun.
I enjoyed it through one bloodshot eye.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Last night, in case you missed it, the Mariners, they made it happen last night.
It's time to party like it's 2001. The Mariners are the 2025 American League West champions.
And Ryan, if you were wondering, yes, Cal Raleigh once again did drop an F-bomb on local television.
Oh, good.
I think last night what I kept hearing from everybody on this team was we got more work to do, and it seems like this team was just even more focused tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people heard what I said last night, you know. Might as well win the whole f***ing thing.
Way to double down on that.
Right? Her reaction's so great.
All right, Aaron. Back to you. Naughty, naughty Cal. Naughty Cal.
And now tickets for the playoffs are on sale.
Yes. We're in the queue.
I mean, what number are you in the queue?
I don't even know. I need to look. It's probably going to be too expensive for me, Steve.
Oh, I only have 2,269 people ahead of me.
Nice. Well, after the game last night, Dan Wilson, our beloved manager, spoke to the fans.
And that was awesome.
And you guys have been there every step of the way. Thank you for turning T-Mobile into one of the loudest ballparks in this league. But the credit goes to these guys. They fought hard. They fought strong. And we got a lot of more fun baseball ahead of us, so stay with us.
And let's not forget, tonight the Seahawks are playing Thursday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
They're in Arizona taking on the Cardinals, so go Hawks as
go
well.
Hawks.
As far as weather, in the high of 64 degrees, going to be a cloudy day today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.